We all know COVID-19 has put a huge strain on frontline healthcare workers, but Mass General Hospital and the New England Conservatory here in Boston have teamed up to give those workers a bit of a respite. The Boston Hope Music Teaching Project pairs doctors working with COVID-19 patients with NEC teaching fellows for music lessons. Luther Warren gave a viola lesson to Dr. Kathy May Tran over Zoom.
The consistency of the bow stroke is very important. So whatever speed, you know, you don't want it to change contact point or speed or angle or anything like that. But just to keep kind of one sound.
And Dr. Tran and teacher Luther Warren join us now. Welcome to you both.
Thank you very much.
And I got to say, Dr. Tran, we were thinking, wow, she is good. But we understand that you had studied viola and violin when you were younger. You gave it up for over a decade. How tough has it been? And what is it to hold a violin again?
Well, first of all, I'm flattered. That's very, very kind of you. And I have to credit Luther for bringing me back up to speed. A decade away from my instruments had kind of left me with a space in my heart that was empty, and I didn't really know why. But coming back to music has been a great joy for me, to be able to have a moment of peace and concentration that I usually don't have in my busy life.
Right. Let's listen to a little of the meditation from the opera Thais by Massenet. This is what you're playing in your lesson. And we'll hear a little, and then maybe you can tell us what's happening there as you're playing. Let's listen.
As I hear it, I actually feel all this emotion too. So it's playing it, it's hearing it, it's feeling it. There's so much that in my work and in my life that I can't say. And I think through this music, you know, during these lessons that we have together and during my practice, it's my way of expressing myself. It's my way of funneling all of that energy that I feel that I can't usually share into music. This piece is particularly special to me for many reasons, and to be able to navigate those emotions too on top of, you know, what I'm feeling at work and the pandemic, it's a gift to have this creative outlet. It really is.
Well, you've shared with us this was your mom's favorite piece.
Yeah, this was my mom's favorite piece. My brother actually played this piece for her, and he learned it because it was her favorite piece, and he would play it for her all the time. And she sadly passed away from colon cancer 6 years ago. And I remember sitting when she was on hospice, sitting next to her bed, and she passed away. And that was a time where I didn't know how to navigate my own emotions. I remember sitting there in shock. And my brother, as vividly as it was yesterday, I remember this, he stood up and walked over and picked up his violin, and he played this piece for her just minutes after she passed away.
Well, it's just so powerful. And I just, how much... You can't talk about it because you have patient confidentiality. You're a doctor. But I'm imagining you're seeing death. You're seeing COVID-19 death.
This is very true. And the death that we see is not families surrounded by the people who love them the most. It's families waiting on Zoom and watching and not knowing what to do, not knowing what they're seeing. It's patients who are passing away alone without their family members, but with only doctors and nurses and therapists to be by their side. It's heartbreaking.
Yeah, that's the hardest part. And then Luther Warren, here you enter the picture to give lessons. I mean, imagining that, first of all, the pandemic has been hard on somebody who gives music lessons because, you know, the social distancing, and I'm sure people just aren't doing what they once did. But were you at all nervous, or is this a chance to, you know, be a part of something? We all feel like we wish we could volunteer at hospitals. We wish we could do, but we can't. There's nothing we could do.
Absolutely. I think that even in the best of times, classical musicians' life can feel very isolating. It's a very small community of people that are very obsessively practicing an art form, which is undeniably lost a lot of relevance to the broader world in the past decades. And especially when this pandemic hit last March, you know, I think a lot of us were just looking around feeling completely helpless, as everyone was, but also our professional life virtually vanished overnight. And so when I heard about this project, it was just such an amazingly clear opportunity to be able to contribute positively to the pandemic response. And that was something I was really grateful to be able to explore. But it also gave my own work a meaning that even at the best of times, it can be difficult to find that meaning in my work.
Yeah. For those of us who think music teachers are so valuable, I'm glad you're being validated with that. I'm wondering too, Luther, this is a wide program. There are a lot of people involved in this. I'm wondering if some of your other teachers are saying, oh, you got someone who actually can play. I mean, there are probably people just starting.
I don't think that the level of experience, previous experience, actually is so important. I think it has much more to do with the willingness to be very analytical, to be constantly seeking for perfection, to be constantly trying to better yourself. That's a lot of what it takes to study music effectively. And I think that those are qualities that clinicians tend to have in spades. No matter what the level of experience is for the healthcare workers that are coming into this project, everyone has just been so floored by the dedication and the professionalism, even in this work, which is, it's not at all what their primary profession and their primary concerns are.
Yeah. Dr. Tran, Kathy Mae Tran, I'm wondering, and I hope this isn't inappropriate, but I'm thinking of what you've described, you know, your brother playing for your mom right after she died. And then you also said you were watching, you and other doctors watch COVID-19 patients die alone without their family. Have you ever thought of bringing the violin in?
Oh, for sure. For patients? Yeah, definitely. Yeah. As an extension of this program or as an evolution, we've been participating in a program at Mass General Hospital called Virtual Bedside Concerts. And the idea is to bring in music for patients who are isolated. So it's a treatment for loneliness. So many of the teaching fellows, including Luther, participate in that. For special concerts, we invite family members. So it's a little private concert, a time of togetherness in which we can share the gifts that these amazing teaching fellows have. These hugely relevant gifts, I would like to add, Luther. Yeah. These hugely valuable, relevant gifts to patients.
Dr. Tran, thank you so much.
Of course. I'm happy to be here and happy to share.
And Luther, thank you so much as well for your good work. Thank you.
Thank you. It's really been a pleasure.
That's Luther Warren, a teacher at the New England Conservatory. And we're also speaking to Dr. Kathy Mae Tran, a doctor at Mass General Hospital, speaking about the Boston Hope Music Teaching Project. It's just one of Boston Hope's programs. We'll tell you about more at hearnow.org.